Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in a lawsuit challenging the legality of President Trump's use of emergency economic powers to impose tariffs on most of the country's trading partners. Alex Durante, senior economist at the Tax Foundation, says those tariffs amount to a tax on U.S. companies that import goods, and those costs get passed along to ordinary people one way or another.
Even if the firms absorb the tariffs, that is still bad for the economy, right? I mean, that actually means lower investment going forward. It means fewer workers get hired. And, you know, workers themselves are ultimately consumers.
Durante says even if the court rules Trump exceeded his authority, Trump is likely to turn to other legal avenues to impose tariffs. In a surprising upset, Cypress Fairbanks ISD school board candidates Leslie Gilmart, Cleveland Lane Jr., and Kendra Camarena defeated conservative candidates, ending the board's majority block and unseating both the president and vice president. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more on what's next.
Let's keep the community growing, and we're going to make this happen. Thank y'all again.
That's Lane, the District 6 winner, celebrating the surprising sweep alongside Gilmart, Camarena, and dozens of supporters last night in Cypress. Gilmart, who now holds the District 5 seat, is already thinking about the changes she wants made.
The first thing I'd like to do is to uncensor the instructional materials chapters that were censored almost a year and a half ago. And then we've got to start doing some deep analysis of our budget. It is a really tough situation financially right now because we want to bring back our librarians.
The board will be sworn in on December 11th and will then elect a new president and vice president. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
The FAA says it will reduce air traffic by 10% at both George Bush Intercontinental Airport and Hobby Airport. They are two of the 40 high-volume airports that the agency says it will reduce the amount of air traffic through as a result of staffing issues caused by the ongoing government shutdown. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.